Hey, fellow mathematicians. Welcome to the podcast where math is figure-outable. I'm Pam.
And I'm Kim.
And this episode is a Math Strat Chat episode. Math Strat Chat is where I throw out a problem every Wednesday evening on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media. People from all around the world chat about the strategies they use. It is super to see everyone's thinking.
Okay, so this Wednesday, our math problem was 19 20ths minus 3 fourths. How would you solve this problem? Pause the podcast, solve the problem any way you want. The problem is 19 20ths minus 3 fourths. Solve it and then come on back to hear how we solved it.
All right, Kim, I think I'm going to go first today.
Okay.
Is it my turn? Can I go first?
You can go first.
Okay. So I'm thinking about 19 20ths minus 3 fourths as the difference. Those feel like they're close to me. 19 20ths okay. feels close to a dollar or a hundred and or a whole. And 3 fourths also, I'm thinking money, so that's why I said a dollar. And 3 fourths also feels fairly close to a dollar, but I know it's a little bit less. And so I think that the how far apart those are is going to be a way to think about that.
Yep.
And for some reason, I've been playing around with dimes a lot lately. And so I was thinking in terms of dimes.
Yep.
So 19 20ths, I actually picture that in nickels as one nickel away from the whole dollar. And that means it's 95 cents or 9.5 dimes. So I just wrote down 9.5 out of 10, 9.5 dimes. And I know that 75 cents is 7.5 dimes. And one way I know that is because it's also 75 out of 100 and there's just this place value shift. So if I can think about 75 out of 100, I can also think about 7.5 out of 10, which is 7.5 dimes. And now I'm looking at the difference between 9.5 dimes and 7.5 dimes. And that difference is just 2 dimes. And when I said 2 dimes right now, I literally wrote down 2 out of 10, 2 divided by 10.
Yeah.
So 2 dimes. 2 dimes is like 20 cents and that's like 4 nickels. So I could write that as, I was simplifying and I just made it not less simplified as 4 20ths. So I can also think of it as 1 20 cent chunk, which is a fifth of a dollar. So, an equivalent, if I needed an equivalent, I could have gone up to 4 20ths up, scale up, an equivalent 4 20ths or also 1 fifth.
It's so interesting to me because as I'm hearing you describe yours, I'm thinking there are so many similarities to what we did, but just enough of a different bent on it that it would be fun to compare papers and see like exactly what was the same. Because as you were describing the distance or the difference between the two numbers, I was nodding like, yep, that's exactly what I did. But my perspective wasn't the dimes. I was thinking percents again, because, you know, I love them.
You're a percent kind of girl.
I am. So 19 20ths to me is close to that hole that you were mentioning, but it's back 5%. So it's 95%.
You're over, girl, too, right?
I know, it's right? It's all the things I love. So I wrote down 95 minus 75. So
did you put percent after it when you wrote that down?
I didn't.
No, you're just because you know it, right? If you were displaying your mathematical thinking as some sort of proof, or you wanted people to be able to communicate, you know, if you wanted to communicate with people, you would have written the percent, but just scratch, you're okay.
I'm glad you mentioned that because I'm looking at my work now and I wrote 95 minus 75, but then I wrote equals 20 hundredths. So I'm going to put a percent there because that'll bug me later if I see it.
Your kids walk in there and see that.
Like what? So then I wrote down 21 hundredths, which is a fifth.
You could just add that 20% just screams probably one fifth. Yeah, nice. How come you didn't use nickels?
Oh, I don't like nickels. No nickels.
Think nickels are not your friends?
I think I actually have, this is horrible. I work a little bit harder for nickels.
Okay.
And so I'm going to say it here and now. I'm going to force myself to think more about nickels. It's not like I can't.
I totally get it. Sometimes you and I will play with relationships that aren't as, that don't come as slick for us, that they're not the first, they're not the first thing that we think about. I totally just realized I was leaning away from my microphone. And so our editor's going to be like, don't lean away from your microphone. I'm back to the Sorry about that. Sometimes we play around with relationships that don't come as slick to us so that they then are more accessible to us, because we recognize that we want to be dense, right? Like, not, we don't want to just kind of have it in the recesses that we could pull it up if we have to, but we'd like it to ping, because there are times when, boy, that one to ping would be so super slick that we want that one to be at the forefront of our minds. And I think that's just kind of an evolution of, you know, once you own some things and you want to own more, and it's fun. It's much more fun to play with the things, the more that you own.
What was funny is that 1920ths is 19 nickels, which is 95 cents. So it's not like it was so far off from, percents comes to mind.
Well, that's interesting, because neither of us actually use nickels, because we could have done 1920ths, but I have to reach a little harder for 75 cents to get to nickels.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking, so what is that? 15? Is it 15 nickels? Mm-hmm. Oh, which totally, see, I should have thought percents. If I would have thought percents or three, that's funny. I was trying to go to nickels, and if I would have just thought about 3/4 being like the relationship of 3 to 4, 3/4, I know 15 to 20. I own that 3/4. That's funny. If I would have stayed in fractions and less in nickels, I would have had an easier time getting there. Okay, I don't know if that's interesting for anyone else but me, but it was for me to think about. Thanks for listening.
We cannot wait to see your math strategy. I wonder if it was like one of ours or something entirely different. Represent your thinking, take a picture of your work or screenshot your phone, and tell the world on social media. And while you're there, check out what other people did on Math Strat Chat and comment on their thinking.
Yeah, and tag me on Twitter at @PWHarris or on Instagram, PamHarris_math, and on Facebook, Pam Harris, author, mathematics education, and use the hashtag MathStratChat. So make sure you check out the next Math Strat Chat problem we post next Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Time, and then pop back here to hear what we are thinking about the problem. We love having you as part of the Math is Figure Outable movement. Let's keep spreading the word that math is figure outable.